Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera.
Fran coming in hot. Yeah. Fran, wait a minute. When are you going to the mosh pit tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like it, hell.
This is pre-game.
Coming to these loud-ass returns.
He's trying to get Jack fired up for today. We're at McGurk's Pub and Grill in
Turn
Fort
that
Washington.
Damn music down.
Yeah. Hey, TK over here yelling and screaming, and you still can't hear it.
No.
Fred, like you talk about somebody mailing it in today. Fred mailing it in.
All Fran can think about is being at the mosh pit tonight,
man.
I'm locked in. Relax back there. Relax.
Wait a minute. Okay, I got a question, Fran, since we're here. Mm. What is the ratio to men and women at the mosh pit?
It's like 70-30. Depends on what kind of show.
You know what the 70 is.
Not a good ratio.
You're going to a dude festival?
Oh, man, I'm not there to look for girls.
Well, you're not gonna mosh with women. Like,
you're gonna punch
some poor woman in the face?
No, you're going to a dude festival, dog. Come on.
It's not like that. Come on.
Now I got to bring this up. Because, Hugh, when I was doing a lot of shows with Ashlyn last year, Ashlyn took on a job as Fran's dating coach. And she was trying to give him advice. We were trying to coach Fran through this. And he was going to, like, mixers and stuff like that.
Mixers,
where it'd be, you know, half guys, half girls, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, Fran would report back. And he'd go to these mixers, but then he wouldn't talk to any girls.
That is not true. No,
I guess it's true.
Are you still
single?
You are lying out your ass.
Ashlyn would corroborate what I'm saying.
So what happened, Fran? That's not true.
I would go. And
Ashlyn resigned her post.
Yeah,
she
was
so disappointed with you.
That's blaming on the players.
I would go, and, you know, it just wasn't anything.
What you mean?
To write home. Yeah,
what you mean? You would go at what? What would happen?
I would go to the mixers, and it would, you know, talk to people, and then just that would go home.
Were they ugly? Is that the
problem? We're not going to use that word. No.
Just not your type?
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, what's your type, Fran? I'm all in your
I don't
business,
know if I have a type, though.
You like them all?
all different, you know? Yep.
You like them all? You like the Rainbow Coalition?
This is great.
The what?
This is the Rainbow Coalition. You just like
I have
them
no
all.
Idea what you're talking about.
All right, back to the film.
All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we're at McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington. He's got to settle down a little bit.
No, I'm just saying, I don't get it. I don't understand. The mosh pit, when are you going to the mosh pit on a Wednesday for?
Plymouth White Marsh around the corner. Fritz versus the camera today. And we will get to the phones in a second.
It's sundress season, dog.
It is.
Like, for
but
real.
We need to play this because Jack got a very special message yesterday from somebody who's very dear to his heart. here is how it sounded yesterday. And this was played live for Jack on the air during the afternoon show. Here was the special message he received.
Hey, Jack. Heard you down 0-1. Keep your head up. You've had my back. I got yours. Go get him on Wednesday.
That was Trey Turner, Hugh.
Wow.
Hyping Jack up.
Wow.
For the competition today.
He said, you have my back, I got yours. That's cute. That is so cute.
Now, I mean, did he sound like he was reading a script? Potentially.
It did.
Does
he even know who Jackie is, remember?
Does he remember? Well, they
remember Jackie Baseball?
You didn't see the awkward interaction they had?
No, I did. When he went in the clubhouse?
Yeah.
And Jack was fanboying?
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
A weird touch of the shoulder? Weird pat of the shoulder. But, Hugh, now, what do you think of this message? What's the impact? Because I think this is a horrible miscalculation by Team Fritz. I'm imagining that Ike and Spike were behind this as far as getting Trey to do this. This just, in my mind, puts a lot more pressure on Jack.
No, it all depends because, I know Ike, right? And I know Ike has been probably trying to give him words of affirmation every day. You know, he's probably trying not to overdo it. Ike does a really good job, especially nowadays, man, of trying to be that positive light without being, like, overbearing. Because, you know, he's been working with Jack for a while, so I assume that has been the case when it comes to Jack. So I don't think this is a miscalculation. I think this is just a way to try to calm him down. I'm still, like, I'm not convinced that Jack's not going to have a meltdown, but I'm still I want to believe that he's got good enough coaching. Spike says he's been coaching him. I don't know if I believe that though.
I think if the question is, does this increase or decrease the chances of a meltdown?
Oh, that's increase. There's infinitely more pressure on Fritz now than Trey. You said Trey is near and dear to Jack. I don't know if it's the same the other way around.
Like, yeah, I mean, hey, he took the time to record the message.
But he did do that.
You got to give him credit
for that.
And
that was very nice of him.
Very, very
but
nice.
But the pressure is mounting yet again.
Yeah.
I think all the pressure in this competition to win is actually on to camera. Because if he lets Jack get the baseball, then he's even the score. And I don't know if the other ones, other competitions are going to work too well into DeCamera's favor. So DeCamera, I think, needs this one more than Jack needs it. But the mental pressure, I think, is a little bit more on Fritz.
I think all the pressure is on Jack. All the pressure.
I will say this.
Even if Jack wins the next three, if he loses today, it's still overall loss.
Yeah, because this is his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
This is the one that you feel like you should get. But with that being said, I mean, the biggest ridicule he's going to get is from us.
Yeah.
If he can weather that storm, he'll be all right.
Both of them will get ridiculed. Like, I think there's a fair amount of pressure on both sides.
I think it's all on
Jack. But who cares more about the ridicule? Joe or Jack?
Jack.
You see what I'm saying? So that's the thing. So if Jack, in his wheelhouse, if this doesn't work to Jack's favor, I mean, how is he going to be able to handle it?
Yeah, well, like, think about what it does to their public persona here. DeCamera has told all of our listeners repeatedly that he enjoys taking baths and reading books in bathtubs.
Bubble baths.
Right. Well, Fritz is the I played college sports guy.
Right. Now,
he can't lose that to DeCamera.
To play devil's advocate here, if Jack goes out and puts out a respectable outing and looks good, I mean, this is a huge win for him, and he'd be the clear favorite the rest of the way.
Right. That's why I think the pressure on to win this one in that sense is on DeCamera. Like, DeCamera needs to win, or else this looks like it could flip turn the other way.
Yeah, well, make sure you get your predictions in this hour. The competition's taking place at noon. Plymouth White Marsh High School. Still time for you to get out there. So go out and watch it if you can. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Rob in South Philly. What's up, Rob?
Yo, fellas. What's up?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. What's this with the camera and the... A pitching contest or batting contest?
You living under a rock here, Rob?
What's this?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You've been busy. That's okay. We'll let you slide. It's the best of five, correct? It's the best of five.
Yeah, today is the pitch. Today's round two.
Today is pitching. Yep. Yes.
Joe will be doing 10 at-bats. Jack will be pitching to him. Joe essentially needs to reach base at least four times.
At least four.
Three's a tie. And two or less, Jack wins.
Understood. Who's the umpire? Enrico Palazzo from the Naked Gun?
There's actually a real – this guy, Pat, who's a real college umpire, is umpiring.
Nice. It's a good competition. I want to talk about history and the last night's Inside the Park home run. We actually, back in 89, Bobby Dernier hit Inside the Park home run, three-run Inside the Park home run to beat the Giants back in 89. Little revenge from the Giants.
Was that the last time that happened, Rob?
No, but against the Giants, though. But
okay.
It was the 11th inning, though. It's just a coincidence, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You don't see walk-off inside the park home runs very often.
Probably one of the best Harry Cowles calls ever, too.
Okay.
I would go on YouTube and listen to that. It's a great call.
Cool.
Phillies, we need relief pitching, dude.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do, Rob. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies need relief pitching. They need a bat. I mean, it feels like last year in the sense where I kind of felt the same way, where they had this great record. But, man, for a team with a really good record and a team that's leading their division, they sure do seem to have a lot of weaknesses, don't they?
Grit? Want to? You know, because you saw a little bit of that when Otto Kemp came up, in my opinion, you know. And I know I like to go back to this moment, but it's telling because I think that was the moment that that Topper looked at him and said, hey, this guy has something. When he laid down a bunt, and he hadn't done it in a while because he was trying to stay up with the club. And he's been here since then. It's that desire, man. Like sometimes – the only way you can grow is you have to be a little uncomfortable. And for whatever reason, it feels like, you know, they don't like being uncomfortable. They like being in, you know, nobody wants to throw a hissy fit or, you know, everybody wants to look at the the like Kyle, what Kyle always said about me, always like to look for the good in people. It feels like a lot. It feels like for them, they're all, hey, we'll be okay. It's going to be, you know, instead of having a more of a sense of urgency. See, that's what it is, no sense of urgency.
Yeah.
In general, they're just not like a fun watch this season. They're not. And, like, Hugh brought it up with the Otto Kemp thing. It looked like they had a little bit of, a youthful spark there. But I don't know. Like, maybe a lot of it has to do with some of the younger guys like Bryson Stott. He's not having a very good season, so he doesn't really have any opportunities to go out there, have a lot of fun. Bryce Harper's sort of been a little bit mopey now that he's not playing too well. So, like, there just haven't been too many, like, great, like, I know they had the Mets series. That was probably, like, the pinnacle of the season for everybody, and that was a fun game on the Friday night. But other than that, I can't really, like, off the top of your head, are there any, like, wow, that was, like, a really fun Phillies moment this year?
No, not really. And I don't, like, the thing
Schwarber
is, though.
The Schwarber home run was fun, though. That was pretty cool to see.
Last night?
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, but, like, whatever.
But I don't think it's a lack I don't think it's a lack of want-to, though. I think what it is, I think they kind of feel the same way that we feel. Like, we look at this season, and we all know it's all about the playoffs. They look to me like they're going through the season feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Where they want to win these games, but ultimately they know, like, none of this is really going to matter unless you do it in October. That's
yeah,
you need
for,
to get
for
the
me,
job
when it comes to baseball in 162 games, that's where I think you have to be a little bit more measured, because there's a lot of baseball to be played, and you can't live and die with every game, because it's so many games. That's where, for me, it's different than football. But at the same time, I feel like when you reach a certain point, like where we are now, where you have to start trending in the direction of what you want to be when the season ends.
Right, because last year, I mean, we look at it, and I think we look back and think, oh, they just got cold in the playoffs. No, they really weren't playing well heading into it.
Yeah.
That's got to change, and they need to pick it up. In a few minutes, we will have a pre-match check-in with Jack Fritz, who sat down with Buzz for a hard-hitting interview. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Not a hard-hitting interview.
But first, let's go to Gerald in West Philly. What's up, Gerald?
Yo.
What up, Mike?
What's up, Gerald?
You.
Can I put my parlay list in real
quick? What's your parlay for the event?
I got the under, hit by pitch under. I got the over and injuries.
Okay.
and I got the over and arguing with the strikes, the balls.
I kind of like that. What does that pay? Like plus 450, something like that.
I think it might be like a plus 500, plus 1,000 maybe.
Yeah, I like that. I would tell.
Yeah.
I don't think I did want to say that. I don't think he should go out there and just start plunking them right away. I think that's just throwing in the white tail too early.
Yeah.
He's got 10 at bats. I think if he's really up there pumping up 80, I think he should just go in there, start trying to pound the zone early. You know, he's got fielders behind him. You know, I'm Team Fritz today. So
wow.
You're on Team Fritz, Gerald?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just think he should just go out there pounding the zone early. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to hit him at all.
No. All right. Well, appreciate.
I kind of hope
Gerald.
He does.
Thanks,
though.
Man. You want him to hit him?
I want to see some bruises, man. Not injuries, but somebody needs to get hurt.
That would be exciting. I wonder. See, here's the thing. There's a lot of intangibles that are going into this matchup. Like, I did hear that Jack has been practicing. Now, I think throwing 80 miles an hour, that's probably a little optimistic. I mean, let's be honest. I think that's a little optimistic, because I don't know if he's been out there throwing the gun, and I think that, you know, I don't think you need to do that.
80's not easy to do.
No, I don't think you need to do that, because when we look at Joe DeCamera, no disrespect to Joe, with all due respect, I should say, he ain't lifted no weights in ever in life. Like, he's not going to hit for power. He's going to try to just make contact.
You think he lays down a bunt? What's the over-under on bunt attempts by DeCamera today?
Ooh. I don't know if DeCamera's good at
He's not hitting for power.
Yeah, he's not. You know what?
Think he lays
That's
down
an
a
interesting
bunt?
One. That, like, Might catch Jack by surprise.
I could see Jack. Does Joe go batting gloves or no batting gloves?
He go batting gloves because he ain't trying to mess up his hands.
I don't know. Joe looks like an old school guy.
This is the cat that uses a bidet. He wearing gloves.
That's true, but we got to get to this. We have exclusive audio here. Our guy Buzz on the scene sat down, a live sit-down with Jack Fritz. Here was it just moments ago.
All right, thank you guys. Standing by here at Plymouth White Marsh's high school baseball field with one Jack Fritz, the first between the two to show up between him and Joe to camera. A lot of build up to today's event. How you feeling?
I feel good. Woke up today. Arm was feeling nice and spry. It was a beautiful drive out here. Listened to my old playlist. So, you know, a lot of Eminem, some Tupac. I felt like a dork a little bit. I was like Office Space, but doesn't matter. I'm ready to go. And it's a beautiful day here at Plymouth White Marsh. A little hot.
Now, a lot of the talk around the round one of this match after golf was that Joe has the mental edge over you. Mentally, nerves-wise, how are you feeling right now?
So a little butterflies in the stomach, not going to lie. But I think that's part of the game. You know, if you're not feeling the nerves, what's the point of being out here? So I feel the it's more nervous excitement. But as I remind myself many times, he's pretty good at this game. And it's time to remind myself of that.
Strategy-wise, obviously it's been a while since you've stepped on a mound in a competitive setting. A, where does this rank in terms of your baseball career? Where does this day rank in terms of the level of importance? And any type of strategy that you've been thinking about that you might try to employ here today?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to come out. I don't want to try to blow him away early. Like I want to just ease into it, see where he's at. Is he going to swing the bat or is he going to be a coward? And I would say that this is the second biggest start of my life. You know, I would be lying if I said this is bigger than my senior year of high school. But it's bigger than my junior year of high school, that's for sure. So I would say it's the second biggest start of my career, and I look forward to going out there and putting on a show.
All right, thank you, Buzz. Conducted interview, I'd say, by Buzz. What do you guys think of Jack's confidence level? I was not blown away by there was a little voice crack in there.
A little quiver.
Yeah, a little quiver.
I like how y'all did the voice analytics. I didn't even think about that. He kind of made me laugh when he said, listen to a little bit of Tupac. I wonder what Tupac song were you listening to?
Hit him up.
When you were riding down the road with this beautiful scenery.
What would you recommend?
Well, I got a couple songs.
Okay. Can you imagine Jack blaring "Hit 'Em Up" windows down?
I was thinking "Hit 'Em Up" is a good one. Here's a good one. So, Hail Mary.
Yeah. Here's my question, because we were told by Buzz that when he got the interview with Jack, DeCamera had not yet arrived. DeCamera's
milking this. He's
showing
coming,
up fashionably yeah. late. He might make a grand entrance. Is that part of his strategy to rattle Jack
probably,
a little bit more?
Probably. You know what? Like, I remember, what was it? The swordsman. I forgot got his name. But it was this epic sword duel. And he came late. So that when the other swordsman went to fight him, he was already flustered.
Okay.
So he made some bad decisions.
I think it's an interesting strategy to get there last.
The thing you got to understand about Joe, everything is calculated.
Yeah.
Like, he has played out this in his mind the entire time. Every minute of this day, I think, has been played out by Joe. So if he's arriving late, there is a purpose behind it. And
it's meant to frustrate. Like, if he comes late, then that plays into the strategy.
Right.
Because Jack's going to get flustered. He's probably been warming up. He's going to have to keep warming up. So, yeah, the camera's doing this on purpose.
What's the ruling on if he shows up late? Like, if he shows
That's
up
why you
got to
pluck him. You got to plunk him.
I think for every minute, he should lose an at-bat, honestly.
No, you can't. No, that's not going to happen.
He should be there on time.
No,
I mean, come on, man.
No, you know what? Jack shouldn't unravel he shouldn't fold like a tent. Jack needs to understand that the camera is going to play these mental games, and he shouldn't be in his head.
Well, Matt on Twitter adds another prop for us. Plus 5,000, Jack needs Tommy John after today. That would be a tough beat. 215-592-9494.
Long odds there.
Hopefully coming up, we'll have Buzz with an exclusive sit-down with Joe DeCamera. So we'll get that to
I think
you.
We're going to check in with him live again, too, right before noon.
And we will check in with Buzz live to get a nice scene center. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up,
dude,
Jim?
Now?
I'm Team Fritz. But I think it's over after six at bats. I think walks are going to do Jack in. I think that's my prediction on that. And Fran, thank you for your kindness even though I'm hated, you always give me respect, with just, unlike other producers. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Aaron and Jim, the bad callers, really enjoying Kyle not being back in studio.
Yeah, what does this tell you?
Yeah.
Aaron and Jim on your side there, Fran.
Fran, Hugh's trying to say, do you like Jasmine and Honeysuckle? That's what he's trying to say. Okay? That's what he's trying to say. And listen, I had a top 11 favorite host. I have a top 11 favorite host. You were tied for first. Why? Because you speak the truth. Listen to you. I don't promote violence, but he should hit him. And he should hit him twice. That's Hugh Douglas in a nutshell.
Well, it's under the guise of sports. It's not like I'm not saying go out and swing on him. That's something totally different. I mean, it's like, you know, it's in a
sports. You're not saying it, though.
It's semantics.
TK, you were number 8 on my list because of your badass theme song, which I have not heard in a long
Tom
time.
Tom Kelly Show.
Yeah, we can get that.
Garbage.
Get that going. Kyle, you were number 6. I actually gave you number 6.
I'm
but
not
you
even
need
a
dog, but I'd be worried about the dog every day.
I'm more of a cat guy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Aaron from San Diego, your calls suck. You sound like you've been hit by a pitch at least a dozen times. Goodbye, losers.
All right, bye, Jim.
I got to say, both annoying. I do like that they have their own little side rivalry going. Jim and Aaron in San Diego.
Yeah, but then you can't pick a – like, I can't side with either of those guys. They're both so insufferably bad.
I got to tell
you. You can't side with either of them.
I might be Team Cowboy Jim in that one.
Yeah, I might be too.
I mean, Aaron is so bad that it's
Aaron, they're both good callers, man. They're both good callers.
No, they're not, Hugh. Come on.
Yeah, they are. They're good callers.
You're being honest.
Aaron hasn't even bought you yet.
He hasn't even bought me.
Cowboy Jim showed up.
I am not for sale, sir.
You sold out the Cowboy Jim instantly.
No, it wasn't. See, listen. It wasn't him per se. It's the presentation. I still remember what she had on. For real. So it was more the presentation than anything. And after that, I'm like, he can't be that bad. He can't be that bad of a guy. He hangs with some really interesting individuals.
There you go. 215-592.
That's all I'm saying.
9494 if you want to get in. Last segment to get in on the DeCamera versus Fritz competition going on at noon coming up. Make sure you get your picks in on that. Your thoughts on the Phillies. Who are you most frustrated with after they lose last night? An inside-the-park homer wins it for the Giants. Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players on the field. And hopefully we will check in with Buzz again in the next segment out of Plymouth White Marsh, setting the scene for us. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. We are at McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington today, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.